You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Keith Davitt, the founder and co-owner with his wife, Jackie McKinney, of Thirsty Cat Fountains. They've been making ceramic handmade fountains for cats since 2008. Mr. Davitt, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
You bet, and our pleasure to have you. So for starters, we understand you make ceramic fountains for cats. Do cats really need fountains?
Well, they very much do. Cats in the wild seek moving water because still water is unsafe. Stagnant water harbors all manner of bacteria, and it can be fatal. So cats are hardwired to want moving water. And if they don't have moving water, they don't drink enough, which gives rise to numerous serious ailments in cats. That's why cats will often jump up on the counter and want the tap turned on. Or they'll get in the shower with you, or they'll stir their bowl of water with their paw, or even go to the toilet because there's moving water often in there. They need moving water. They're hardwired to seek it.
That's pretty interesting. Are there other companies that make cat fountains?
Well, quite a few, as I found out when I first started this, commercial brands. The issue with them is that many of them are very unattractive, and most of them are made of plastic, which is unsafe. It has BPA, and it also scratches, and in those scratches, bacteria grow, and that can cause chin acne and other problems for cats. So I saw the need for a high-quality, food-safe cat fountain.
Mr. Davitt, if you would, tell us what makes yours different, and if so, how do yours compare in pricing as well?
Well, besides being amazingly more attractive, I mean, every one of our fountains is handmade, thrown on the wheel, and then there's handwork done to create the ornamental centerpieces. We also make our own glazes from scratch so we know exactly what's in them. It's not just a question of lead being in a glaze. It makes it unsafe. If too much of any colorant is used or if other toxic colorants are used, they're unsafe. So we make all our own glazes from scratch, and we know exactly what's in them and how much of what is in them. In terms of price, the initial cost of our fountains is higher than any commercial fountain, but the long term, they're actually the least expensive. And the reason for this is because you have to replace the filters in the commercial fountains about every 3 weeks. Our foam filter, which is a mechanical filter that keeps debris and cat hair from getting to the pump, lasts 2 years, and our carbon filters last 6 months. So over a 5-year period of time, ours are the least expensive that you can buy.
Quite impressive, and I've seen your work, and it's not only impressive, but also quite attractive as well. Today, we're joined by Mr. Keith Davitt, the founder and co-owner with his wife, Jackie McKinney, of Thirsty Cat Fountains here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Are cat fountains, Mr. Davitt, easy to set up and maintain?
Well, ours certainly are. Many of the commercial brands are not so easy to take care of. You can set them up. Anybody can set them up. It takes, you know, from 5 to 10 minutes, depending on the brand. But many of them have various nooks and crevices and stuff, so cleaning them can be an issue. One brand, a very popular brand, in fact, sells a kit of 3 brushes for getting into all the crevices to clean it. Ours, on the other hand, take a sponge and soapy water and take about 4 or 5 minutes to clean about once a week. So, yes, ours are very easy to set up and very easy to keep clean. Many of the customer reviews on our website state this.
As far as the durability factor, how long do they last?
Well, our fountains will last, in theory, a lifetime. I haven't lived a lifetime yet, so I don't really know that. But we have fountains that have been out there from the very beginning, since 2009 when we first started selling them. It took a while to figure out all of the details of how to create a really good cat fountain that is easy to take care of and that can replace the pump, etc. The ceramic fountain isn't affected by room temperature. It's not affected by light, anything else. So it will last a lifetime. The commercial brands can't claim that.
Certainly is a plus. In conclusion, any advice for those that are looking to choose a fountain, anything they should be aware of or be in the know on?
Very much. You need to take into consideration both the physical characteristics of your cat as well as his temperament. For example, a long-haired cat doesn't want a low bowl where he has to dip his fur into the water to get to a drink. So we make a variety of fountains with a raised upper portion, and some have a raised upper portion and a stream. We have many designs of that type. You want to take into consideration whether your cat is very shy and timid, in which case you want a quiet fountain. If he's both has long hair and is the timid type, we make a fountain that we call the raised bubble up. It has an upper basin that's smaller than the bowl and rises above the lower bowl from which the cat can drink. And you really have to take that into consideration. If you have a really rambunctious cat, you want to make sure that you have a fairly wide base to the fountain so he's not knocking it around. You don't want anything really too tall or complicated. So think about your cat. We have a video on our website that demonstrates all the different kinds of fountains that we have, and you can also hear the water sounds. And that's another issue, and not just for the cat, but for you as an owner. You want to make sure that if you like water sounds, you have them. But if you don't have a fountain that makes the sound of water falling into water, because it will irritate you.
Certainly some solid points on there for those that are looking to choose a fountain. Thanks for sharing that for your expertise. I certainly want to get a piece of advice from you in these regards before you take off. What's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next? What would you tell those types of individuals?
Well, I used to be a landscape designer, and I started making these fountains. I love moving water. Almost all the landscapes I designed had a water feature in them. So I started making fountains and putting them around the house. And I found my cat using them, and I realized I just about never saw him use his water bowl. So I went to the computer and did a Google search, and lo and behold, millions of entries came up, and I discovered the cat fountains. I didn't even know cat fountains existed, and I realized the cat fountains do exist, that there's a great need for them, and there's a great need for attractive, food-safe ones. So that's how that cut started. I was making indoor decorative fountains, and my cat taught me that what is needed here are cat fountains. So it took about 2 years of research to find the right components and the right procedures to develop a fountain that, for example, you put a pump in, but you don't want to have the cord going over the rim because that's unattractive. So I had to find a way to have the cord go through but still be able to replace the pump when it goes. They'll last many years mostly, but they still eventually will need replacing. And, you know, the various components and the various processes that needed to be established to create a fountain that's both easy to care for and serviceable for many, many years.
Well, Mr. Davitt, we certainly do wish you and the company all the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on the program. Where can listeners pick up a Thirsty Cat fountain, or where could they get more information online?
Well, our website is called thirstycatfountains.com. That's all one word, thirstycatfountainsplural.com. And on there, if you go to the fact pages, there's a lot of information on fountains and how to select a fountain, how to set them up. If you have a shy cat, how to make sure the cat takes to the fountain, that sort of thing. In terms of the entrepreneurs, there's another thing I'd like to interject here, if you don't mind. Two of the most important things to take into consideration if you're going to start a business is you have to have a quality product. You can't fake that. And you have to have really good customer service. You can't fake that either. And in this day and age, when reviews are so easily done and seen, it's really, really important that you take good care of your customers. Those two things are just so important, and I would really stress them for any entrepreneur. We'll also soon be on Amazon. Amazon invited us to join their Amazon Handmade stores, where it's an invitation only, and so we'll be setting up shop there probably within a week. But anyway, we'll be on Amazon. You'll be able to find us on Amazon Handmade and on our website at thirstycatfountains.com.
Keith, again, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly enjoyed your visit with us here today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Mr. Keith Davitt, the founder and co-owner, with his wife, Jackie McKinney, of Thirsty Cat Fountains. They've been making ceramic handmade fountains for cats since 2008. And for all the details, visit thirstycatfountains.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app, for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.